Welcome to our Likutei Sichas project, Shir. This is the second Sicha for this week. We've gone back to the previous volume, which is Chelek Tezayin, volume 16. And this is a Sicha on Parshas HaChodesh. Now, Parshas HaChodesh is one of the four Parshas that I read before Pesach. Parshas HaChodesh is the last of the four Parshas. It's the one read right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now we know that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, now, this year was actually on a Sunday, so Parshas HaChodesh was read on the Shabbos immediately prior, the day before. But in other years, of course, Parshas HaChodesh, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is not necessarily the day before, it could be a few days before. As we're going to see, the Rebbe is going to connect the reading of Parshas HaChodesh, which is the last Parsha that's read right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to the date that it sometimes falls out, or how it fell out in this year when the Rebbe said this particular Sicha, which was Chav Hei Adar, the 25th day of Adar. And the Rebbe is going to show us the significance of all of these things together. So let's begin. So Parshas HaChodesh. Sicha Aleph. Mahad Shain Fil Margaret, we've spoken many times. Zin Kukun Dik Oiv Dem Vos Yimei HaChodesh or Yimei HaShavua. So even though we know that the days of the month and the days of the week are actually counted as two completely different calculations. The days of the month are calculated by the month. So you go 1 to 30 or 1 to 29. And the days of the week are Monday, Tuesday, first day, second day, in Lashon Kodesh, it's Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. And they're two completely different kind of countings. They don't depend on one another. So the counting of the month and the counting of the week are two separate kind of countings. Based on that, when you have a holiday that is calculated by the day of the month, for example, Pesach that we're in right now, Pesach L'dugma, which is Alma B'Teslov Nisan. So we know that our holiday of Pesach is always going to be on the 15th of Nisan. So that's a calculation that goes by the month. Falt Ois B'Yom Shabbos. So when we have Yom Tov, it falls on Shabbos itself. Darf Ois Kum L'Chayra, so you would think, the Tzvei Kedushais in Zelten Tog, these two holy days that coincide on the same day, which it would be then Kedusha Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos, Mitzadim Seder for Yimei HaShavua, that's calculated by the order of the week. So we count the seventh day of Shabbos, and there's a certain holiness to that day. Well, Kedusha Yom Tov, and then the holiness of the Yom Tov, Mitzadim Yimei HaChodesh, which was calculated by the days of the month, Zayin Seba Zerudin Yanim. You would think they're two separate things. So we have the holiness of the week, which is the Shabbos, and the holiness of the month, which is the holiday that falls on that time. But ultimately, you might think that it's okay, it's two separate things, and there's not really a connection between the two. And therefore, they're two separate things. They don't really have any connection. However, the Rebbe is going to say, that's what you would think. But it's not like that. Everything in the world, and how much more so in the Torah itself, is bashkacha pratis ubediyuk. Everything's by divine providence, and everything is very exact. Therefore, it's rashtandik. As thus gufay was der tug in chalish, but was in dem tug tuvah. So if a particular, that particular day of the month happens to fall on that particular day of the week, is a bavais that's showing us as is the nochmer as they. So we'd have to say that this would show us, or at least, or maybe not show, or even more, maybe that would actually create a particular type of connection between these two things, because nothing is by chance. Now, this is something the Rebbe often showed us, everything by Hashgacha Pratis, and it was something that his father, that was the Shita of the Rebbe's father as well, to find Hashgacha Pratis in every single thing. So often the letters of the Rebbe's father to the Rebbe could be connecting the particular elements of whatever happened. So once when the Rebbe sent his father a pair of shoes, for example, the Rebbe's father, Reb Levi, connected that to the time of year that it was. The fact that he received the shoes at that particular time. So the Rebbe also learned it everything this way. Everything's bashkacha pratis and everything is very exact. So it's not two separate things. If we have this a Shabbos and a Yom Tov falling on the same day. And where do we see this more? The Rebbe says, there's actually evidence of this in the Gemara. The Gemara is up in Zvachim. So in Masechta Zvachim, the Gemara tells us, so what does this mean? The karbanos musafim from Shabbos was mubrent for a shchaydish a chol b'Shabbos. How does it affect the kedusha from musafim rosh chaydish? So if you have rosh chaydish that falls on a Shabbos, so you have this rosh chaydish musaf, and then you have the Shabbos musaf. So what does that mean in terms of these two different musafim? The karbanos of Shabbos that you bring on Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos has also the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. So it's not two separate things. It adds to the Kedusha of the Shabbos. It has both of them. But Musaf Rosh Chodesh, the Kedusha Mishal Shabbos, the actual Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is actually holier in some ways to the Musaf of Shabbos. Kuntois, what comes out, the Shaychos on Uftu Ani. That means that, what does that mean? That the connection, what actually occurs because Rosh Chodesh can fall on Shabbos, is that what? Rosh Chodesh is not in the Tog, is a prophecy in Maya Chodesh. So the fact that this Rosh Chodesh is not just the day of the month, nor us in Shabbos, it actually affects the Shabbos and the concepts of Shabbos. The aspect of Rosh Chodesh Tikka Shabbos. It becomes Rosh Chodesh type of Shabbos. So there's extra Kedusha on that day. So that means that when things come together, there is an effect. We can't just say they're two separate calculations and one thing has nothing to do with the other. The funas afrashtandik being your name. Therefore, we can understand what we're talking about in terms of Parshas HaChodesh. As just of these almal gebunden, nit mikabashtim to talking Chodesh, nor midyam HaShabbos. Now, Parshas HaChodesh, as we mentioned at the very beginning, is one of the four Parshas that are read before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we have, during this time of the year, so we have Parshas. We have Parshas Zohar, we have Parshas Shkolim, we have Parshas Parah, we have Parshas HaChodesh. Now, this Parshas HaChodesh, even though we say it's always connected, not to a particular day of the month, but it's always going to be the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's connected, not necessarily to a particular day, but it's always connected to Shabbos. Is Abadal Limud Minyuchad in Yafun HaChodesh, but there's going to be a particular lesson that we can learn from this Parshas HaChodesh, from the Bashtim Netok in Yimei HaChodesh, when Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh follows. So even though Parshas HaChodesh is always read in the Shabbos, there's a particular lesson that we can learn when we pay attention to the actual date of the Shabbos that Parshas HaChodesh was read in that year, in this year, the Rebbe was saying. And an example, and the spell ois, the hierarchy creates the Chav HaAdar. So the year the Rebbe said the Sifa, Parshas HaChodesh, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was actually the 25th day of Adar. And the Rebbe says then that it's important, we can learn a lesson from the fact that Parshas HaChodesh was read on that day. But the Das Rebbe Yeshua, why is this so important? What is so important about Chav HaAdar? That is because, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, B'Nisan Nivra Olam, the world was actually created in Nisan, is as Yom Rishon from Shesh Yimei Bereishis. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if the world was created on in Nisan, that means Chav HaAdar is the first day of creation. Just as we know when we talk about Rosh Hashanah as the beginning of the new counting of the year. And we say that Chav Hei Elul was the day man was created. So on Rosh Hashanah, when we say Hayam Haras Olam, and we say the fact that today is the Rosh Hashanah. So the question, of course, always is, well, how can we say that about Rosh Hashanah when it's actually not the first day of creation? It's the day that Adam was created. Chav Hei Elul was the beginning. Bereishis Bara Elokim was the beginning. So that's actually one opinion. There's another opinion that says, and we're going to look at this in the Simcha, what this means, that actually the world was created in Nisan, which would mean that Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, would then be the day that man was created, and Chav Hei Adar would be the beginning of creation. So, Steve Bays, state the Medrash. So what is this connection? the Rebbe is going to say, well, we have to learn about, we'll understand this connection by looking at something else. It says in the Medrash, so Medrash says, the Torah really, the whole entire Torah should have really begun with this mitzvah, HaChadosh HaZelachem, Rosh Chodashim, this concept of Rosh Chodesh, and that this month is the beginning of the month for you, which is the month of Nisan. The Yesh Lemer, Mustavar Lemer, Al Pizeh, the Baal of the Seder in Torah is Bidiyuk, that since the order of things in Torah is exact, and also Torah itself is exact, so as Chodesh Hazel Lachem Gomer is a Yisoid V'Dugma from Kol HaTorah. That means when the Medrash says that the Torah should have started with a Chodesh Hazel Lachem, that is telling us that there's something about this concept of a Chodesh Hazel Lachem, this month will be for you the first of the months, that is a foundation of how we have to approach Torah altogether. If the haschala and yisoid for all mitzvahs is hachodesh, that means that the beginning and the foundation of all the mitzvahs that we do is connected somehow to this mitzvah of hachodesh hazelachem. What is that? What is that foundational aspect that we're looking for? The bir and dem is move on from the maimer chazal. So we'll understand this by understanding a saying of our sages that says what? This month will be for you the head of the month, the first of the month. But the meat verkemein chaytesh Nisan is referring to the month of Nisan. But is the chaytesh ha-ge'ula from Golas Mitzrayim. We know that the month of Nisan is the month of Ge'ula. This Ge'ula from the exile of Egypt that happened in the month of Nisan. As kashabachar b'yakov u'banav, and when Hashem chose Yaakov and his children to be Am Yisrael, to be the Jewish nation, Kavaboy Rosh Chodesh Shal Geula, he then established this Rosh Chodesh of Geula, which is this month of Nisan. This haste, this means, the Avoida from Yaakov Ubanah, the actual Avoida of Yaakov and his children, which is Kim HaMitzvahs, fulfill all the mitzvahs, is to turn them in HaGeula in Olam. Hashem chose him in this world. So that means that the fulfilling the mitzvahs, that is the whole point of why we are here. As Jewish people, that is our avodah, to bring Geula to the world. So what does that mean, that we have to bring Geula to the world? Belt mitzat atzma in a matzah from Golas. We know the world itself, without Jewish people, the world is in a state of golos. Why is that? Because while ilam, the actual word ilam in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, is from Lashon Helem. We see the same three letters, ilam, or world, has those same initial, the shirish of ayin lamid mem, is the Lashon of Helem, which is hiddenness. Why is the world called an ilam? Because lakos is helem hester in gut. Hashem is completely hidden in this world. The hiddenness of Hashem in the world, that is galus, and we can't see Hashem. When afila azayin dikinvelt, men to their hakara as yesh bal basla birazu, even though while living in this world, if people really pay attention to the world, and we say that, you know, a proper scientist who really studies science well understands that if you look at the world and you really understand what's going on, you recognize this world has to have someone who is the balabas of this world, someone who's running this world. And in a sense, we know that in the world, they have scientists who are called creationists who study the world and say, there's gotta be a creator because there are things here that don't make any sense. And by looking at the world, they come to the realization that there has to be a creator who started this. So it's true that you can be in the world and recognize that the world has a creator, but is thus not of a zayful vivul veld is machayach as the hot balabas. That kind of recognizing Hashem as a creator is coming though only as much as he understands by looking at the world, and as much as the world allows him to recognize that there is a creator. Besidun acher, in other words, nor a hakara in the kar eloki, but is malubash veld Just having a recognition of the godly light that is dressed in this world and clothed in this world are madud u'mukbal. That is a very limited type of light. So that's what it is when we recognize Hashem through looking at the world. But when a Jew fulfills Torah mitzvahs, then we actually accomplish geula, redemption. What does that mean? Because when we do Torah mitzvahs, we break out of the confines and all the concealments, and we're able to draw down a light, a godly light that comes from above the world. So while even non-Jewish people could look at the world and recognize there's a creator, that's a very limited recognition of Hashem. As Jewish people, when we actually fulfill Torah mitzvahs, we are breaking the concealment of the world and bringing down a much higher light. Vibal as the avodah from Eden is pelled in Inyan HaGeula. Now, since it's for a Jew, that is what our avodah does. That's the outcome of the avodah. We are actually able to bring redemption to this world, is move on to what's understood. If the purpose of everything a Jew does is to bring geula, that means the way we do it also has to be in a geula dika way. It has to be in a fashion, a manner of geula. Now, what does that mean? The Rebbe continues. I eat that for kinds of entire business. When we take a feel from cheros. Now, when a Jew does Torah mitzvahs, we have to fulfill the mitzvahs in a manner of freedom, feeling free, not doing mitzvahs at seeing them as things that are a burden or something that's confining us or not letting us do things. We have to actually recognize that Torah mitzvahs is actually freeing us. As Ev is fry, we are free. Nicht untergeworfen im Herrn von Welt. Und kein Sach kann ihm nicht stehen in der Weide von Torah Mitzvahs. So we're not thrown into or under this concealment of the world, and there is nothing that can stop us from fulfilling Torah Mitzvahs. That's being free. In a different Eifen main test, or a deeper way of looking at this, when we do Torah mitzvahs, we have to, in order to bring geula, we have to ourselves feel geuladik. And that means that we ourselves have to go out of our own confines, anything that is limiting us. And sometimes that's our own nature. We can have our own nature that can limit us. So this means Zayin Tan in Avodas Hashem is deep granite nor to the inyanim in Velcha Erat Hagashmak Mitzat Divrei. That means when we serve Hashem, we're not limited to serve Hashem only in the things that we enjoy doing because of our teva. So some people are generous by nature, so they enjoy going out and doing acts of kindness and giving tzedakah because by nature they're generous people. But davening, well, that's, they don't find that so spiritual. They don't enjoy that. So they don't do that. So when we say, when we serve Hashem in a way of freedom, that means also being free from our own nature sometimes and making sure that we don't only do things that we enjoy, but we do all of mitzvahs, all the things Hashem wants us to do with that same enjoyment, with that same sense of freedom of we are doing this because we are serving Hashem and there's a joy in that. So it's not just things that we enjoy, but because even if a person only does things and he enjoys doing because of his nature, it also could be that he has the highest enjoyment, enthusiasm, what he's doing, also only as much as his nature will allow him. But rather, what do we have to do? Rather, what is required of a Jew? If we are trying to bring geula, we need to do the mitzvahs in the manner of geula, which means that we do all the mitzvahs with enthusiasm, without any limitations of our neshama or our nature. Or rather, here we talk about midachayis, with this enthusiasm that's unlimited, and that unlimited enthusiasm is coming from our neshama. As we know, our neshama is part of Hashem, and therefore it is unlimited. And when we're in touch with that godly part of ourselves, we can then do all the business in this unlimited fashion as befitting our neshama. Und der Eifung von Kemah, Tvar Mitzvahs, is merumas in dem Namah von dem Parsha. Now, this way of fulfilling Tvar Mitzvahs is what is hinted to in the Parsha of HaChaydesh. Because when we say HaChaydesh, of course, the word HaChaydesh means month, but in the word HaChaydesh, again, we have the Sharash of Ches Dalet Shin. Ches Dalet Shin is also Milashan Chidosh. It's something that is new. So the Chaydesh, the month, it comes from newness, because how do we know that we have a new moon? How do we know that we have a new month? It's because we get a new moon, right? The moon is Chadash. We get this new moon, a Chidosh of the moon each month, and that's how we know it's a new month. So the word Chaydesh comes from the same root of Chidosh, something that is new. And what is that telling us? Kim hatara mitzvahs dar nit ketam veren azay v'metuk an alte eingeweint zach. We should not be doing Torah mitzvahs out of habit, like we're doing an old, you know, thing that we're just habituated to do. So it's kind of old and dry, and we're kind of used to doing it. And because it's kind of, you know, the sense of I do it all the time, so I'm not so enthusiastic about it anymore. Maybe I feel like it's a bit boring. You know, it's old news. Nor, how do we have to do it? The anaya zach. We have to do Torah mitzvahs every day as if it's new. That's what's expected of us. Every single day, we should feel as if this is the first time we're doing the mitzvah. That enthusiasm is something fresh, new. We do this with enthusiasm, with a life, and with complete devotion. And what is the result of that? If I treat mitzvahs as if they're brand new, as if I just got them, that's going to mean that the mitzvahs themselves will be done with the biggest hiddur. A hiddur mitzvah is beautifying the mitzvah, doing it in the most precious and special way I possibly can. That's what happens when we treat something very new. So we have to, that is the idea of doing the Torah mitzvahs in this gulatika way, not limiting ourselves to our nature, but doing everything and doing everything as if it's brand new. And then you can say, well, how is this possible? I might say, well, how is this possible? How can Hashem expect us to do Torah mitzvahs every single day as if they're brand new, as if we just got them? This is something that we're habituated to. We do it every single day. And we know there's a certain thing of we get accustomed to things. That's the way our bodies work. We do things over and over again. In a sense, there's like almost muscle memory to things that we do over and over again. So how can we treat this? If we're doing it all the time, how can we treat everything like new? How is that expected? So the answer is, cause Maragra thinks if Indihag follows from their Egan and Matthias, Rebbe says, it's true. As long as we are still confined and within the limitations of our ourselves, now that we feel ourselves, we feel our identities, then so it's true that when we feel ourselves, that we really can't free ourselves from this feeling that Torah mitzvahs is a habituated practice that we do daily. However, when we spring out of our mitzvahs, which is what Pesach is all about, this idea of yitzias mitzrayim, right? Leaving mitzrayim, leaving the confines of who we are. The idea of Pesach, to spring out, to jump over. When we jump out of our own mitzvahs, we don't limit ourselves. Our pulp by zichtem inyefun yitzias mitzrayim in primistike zin. When we kind of jump out, we use this power of Pesach, this power of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to go out of anything that's limiting us and confining us. And sometimes it's our thought process. It's our the stories we tell ourselves in our head. It's the way we view ourselves. We can break out of that. When we do that, we are then able to fulfill Torah mitzvahs in this manner of they're brand new. Now you might think, as that also is good at Givar, not going to get them sukkavad of Limnatar and Kima mitzvahs, but it's shav to them. You say, okay, fine, sounds great. I can do that. I can break out of myself and I can try to do the blank do, but that's really something that can only apply to learning Torah and doing mitzvahs because those are things that are spiritual things. They're connected to my soul. Because since Torah mitzvahs are actually dressed in physical things in this physical world, but still, Torah mitzvahs, while they are in the world, they're still, they're more connected to the soul, to spirituality than to the body. So you say, fine, we're talking about Torah mitzvahs, we're talking about spiritual things, so then we can understand how a person can break out of his nature to try to do Torah mitzvahs in this manner of addressing it as if it's something new. What about the other thing that we know? We're told that everything that we do in this world needs to be for the sake of heaven. And in all our ways, we need to know Hashem. That means in the day-to-day things that we do, that there has asked us for not eating the yarn from belt. Those are things, just the things that we do in this world. We eat, we drink, we go to sleep. We go to work, we earn money, we pay, we go shopping, we pay for things. So we're told that those, all those day-to-day things that we do, that we, in this world, is true. We might be doing them for the sake of heaven. So we're going to work, we're earning money so we can buy food for Shabbos and Yantar and pay for Jewish education, true. Nevertheless, what's this paramount when I go and do those things? I'm not thinking that these are things that are mitzvahs. I'm thinking these are things that I'm doing in this physical world. I need to eat, I need to sleep, I need to get close to the children, I need to cook dinner, I need to do all of these things. These are paramount, are that these are my needs and the things that I need to do with my body. Is V came in by So when I'm very much immersed in working with my body and working physically with my nature and the things that I do in this world, how can I be expected to go out of myself in those very things where it's very much about who I am? So how can I be very much involved in physical things and at the same time be told that I have to break out of that physical boundary and be completely spiritual? Then the Rebbe says, we know, we get a lesson from this kvius, which means the way it falls out, that year when Shabbos falls, of Shabbos, Parsha of Chodesh, the Shabbos, when we read this Parsha of Chodesh, and when that falls on Chaf He Adar, the 25th of Adar, the Yom Rishon for Maaseh Bereishis, which is the first day of creation, based, as we said before, on the view, as we had here in the beginning, the view of Rabbi Yeshua. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, Nisan was the beginning of the world, that means that Chaf He Adar was the first day of creation. As in the Inyani Habriya, Chaf He Adar, can Zayin undar Zayin the Avoda in an Eifun HaChadosh Lomayla Mimdida Vahbala. That's saying that if Parshas HaChadosh is read on Chaf He Adar, it's telling us that Chaf He Adar, even the world, all the concepts of creation, all the things that are created in this physical world, they could also be worked with in this manner of HaChodesh, in this manner of being above any limitations. Now, how is that how possible? Sif Dalit. V is of a fourth megach as debated in Yarim Hafkim Zolzain Bavas. Now, how is this really possible that these two opposite things can happen at the same time? I can be completely involved in this physical world that is a very limited place, and B, at the same time, feel completely not limited by the limitations of this limited world. So the Rebbe answers, how is that possible? That while I am enclosed and busy with things related to my body, I should at the same time be able to strip myself from the nature of the body. This the far, how does it come? Was that it had a shaft to the Bria? Disease by shopping of our need of coffee. Well, the pastor be on the answer. Tishri never alum no, but coffee other pastor be sure. This is going to be connected to the fact that a Jew has a connection to creation as it was created on Chof Hei Adar, not Chof Hei Elul like Rabbi Eliezer. So now the Rebbe is going to go to explain what is the difference between creation, according to Rabbi Eliezer, creation of the world as we celebrate it on Rosh Hashanah, when we say Tishrei, the world was created, and Chof Hei Elul was the beginning of that creation. And Rosh Hashanah was the day man was created. What is the difference between that view of Tishrei being the beginning of creation versus Nisan being the first month and therefore creation starting on Chof Hei Adar? And that was the reference we're explaining now. Is Yadua, we know, these two different opinions, Das Rabbi Yeshua and Das Rabbi Eliezer, Zayin Beta Emes, they're both true. You say, how can they both be true? We're talking about when did creation happen? It either started in Elul, Chof Hei Elul, or it started Chof Hei Adar. How can they both be true? Rabbi explains, how can they both be true? Because Benisan, it does given in Fun Ulaba Machshava Livrai, when the Bria Bepayal is given Betishre. That what? That Nisan, that was a time when Hashem, in his mind, decided to create the world, and the actual creation that happened in Tishrei. Now, what is the difference between these months then, when the time Hashem initially thought of creating the world, which was month of Nisan, versus actually doing it? When thus is Matim Midam Basiz Mavur in Sefer Kabbalah, this fits in with what's explained in Kabbalah, the Nisan Nivra Ha'alam, that Nisan, the world was created, made them in Habriya b'shachat to premius ha'olamas. So when it says that Nisan, the world was created, it's talking about the creation as it is on an inner dimension. So the inner dimension of the world was created in Nisan. So the actual external aspect of the world as we see it, the physical world, that was Tishrei. But the panemius, the internal aspects of the world that had to precede the external aspect, that was created, that began in Nisan. Chitzanius ha'alamas is the Velt Zetzichon in Chitzanius, La'ini Basar. When we talk about the external aspect of the world, we're talking about as the world sees, as we can see the world with our fleshy eyes. The Davar Bifnei Atzman, Nifrat Fun Elokos, that is the physical world that we know. It seems to be independent of Hashem and separate. It seems to be an independent entity and something separate from Hashem. His house is from Dibur Yisparach. Dibur Yishol HaKash Baruch Hashib Maiseh. So we know this aspect of the world being created as a separate entity or to appear as a separate entity, that creation happened through Hashem's words. Because words, when I speak, the words exit. You talk about speech and words that can't be taken back. The words of Hashem are considered to be actions. We talk about words, just like the human words. Words are gone, and it's like something that's outside of the person themselves. So that's why we talk about Hashem created the world, Basar Ma'amar, with words. And it seems like words, to a niver, to a creation, as if these are separate from Hashem himself. Pnimius ha'olamot, the inner dimension of the world, is the velt is bepnimius. How is the world really? Not on the outside, it seems to be separate from Hashem, but we know that this world really is miyuchad b'delokos. It always is connected to Hashem. In fact, without Hashem constantly recreating this world, it would not exist at all. When does is the avos from the chinas machshava isbar, and that comes from Hashem's thought. The dugma v'ilahav d'lamata b'at machshava almo miyuchad mitin adam hakoshet, and this is like a person. We know our thoughts are constantly with us. Well, I don't share them with another person. It's internal. What I think, you don't know unless I say it to you. So my thinking, my thoughts are always part of me. They're always connected to me. So the aspect of Hashem creating the internal aspects of this world, this aspect that Hashem wanted a world, and obviously the world is always connected to Hashem, that's the concept of the thought of Hashem. That's the month of Nisan. The actual speech, the Asar Mamars that were said to create a physical world, that's what happened at the end of Elochot Ha'el into the month of Tishrei. Echdos is oich di shaychos from the tve inyani his avot sudin chadash and Tishrei v'nisan. And that's also connected to the two concepts of the month of Tishrei and Nisan. What do we know about the differences between these two months? In the sense that both Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei then is the Rosh Hashanah, it's the beginning of the year for the counting of the physical world, but Nisan is the beginning of the year for Geula, beginning of the year for the Jewish people. Now, how does this work? The Avodah from Tishrei is Bederek Momata Lamaila, Avodah Satshuva. The Avodah that happens in Tishrei is really the Avodah, it's a service of Hashem that starts with us from bottom up, Momata Lamaila. That's what tshuva is. It's the avodah of tshuva, of coming close to Hashem. Coming close to Hashem is when I, the person down here, takes the first steps. Because the very fact that I have to turn or return to Hashem, muchach, a spirit is being given meruchach from Elokus. So you can't, the idea of returning to Hashem, turning back to Hashem, is proof that before that I was distant from Hashem. So that element that I could be far from Hashem, that's a level of avida where we see the world is a world, and we need some sort of proof, and we have to find evidence that there is a creator, there's a balabas for this world. There's someone who's in control. That's what Tishrei represents. The avida for Nisan, however, the avida, the service of the month of Nisan, is avidas ha-tzadikim. It's the avida of tzadikim. What do we mean tzadikim? Righteous people. Is memaila lamata, from top to bottom, meaning what? Erez melechatchila karvo miyuchad midalakos. Memaila lamata represent a person who, to begin with, he is close and united with Hashem. Uvamele is by im adrabe. So for him, it is what is the status that he is at, or in at that time. Of course, is a magish b'pshitus. He recognizes, he feels Hashem. It's not that there is a world that he feels and he has to have proof that there's a creator. This person who's always united with Hashem feels, that's simply what he feels. That's obvious to him. For this person, what is obvious to him is that there's a God. The fact that there's a world, that he only feels that there's a world because he has proof from the Torah that there is a world. Otherwise, he wouldn't see the world at all. He would see only godliness. But because the Torah says, Bereishis bara Elokim, that Hashem created, beginning Hashem created, and lists all the physical things Hashem created. V'mela is velt ba'im, is chachos, unzi, is tefes bakum, not avivul Torah gikbar in art. So for this person who's completely united with Hashem, who sees Hashem in everything, there's a world only because the Torah says there's a world. And therefore, the fact that there's a world, it only is relevant to him as much as the Torah says it should be relevant to him. So these are two opposite ways of seeing the world. If the physical world is what's the most important thing, then I can see myself distant from Hashem. And then I have an avodah of tshuva, of coming closer to Hashem. That's the avodah of Elul, leading into Tishrei. But if I completely connected with Hashem at all times, then that's all that I see. Like the famous story of the Alter Rebbe, when he looked up at the beam of the ceiling and he said, "What to someone, what do you see?" Since he sees the beam, the Alter Rebbe says, "And I see the word of Hashem keeping the beam in place." So I can, at that level, godliness is what is the obvious thing. And the world is only because the Torah says there's a world. Now, our souls, the Jewish people, our souls are connected to this inner dimension of the worlds. This aspect of thought is frashtani, therefore it's understood. So if our souls are really of that level, that inner dimension of the world, that means that every single Jew, we have the ability to be able to feel that what is obvious in this world is godliness. That's the obvious thing. As the haichacha of the farankeit vom Welt, and the proof that there is a world, the existence of the world, we can actually come to that level because of the neshama. V'meila is van yede asiya dur chois atara dikamitias. I can live on that level where I see everything as Hashem. The world is only here because the Torah says that Hashem created a world. Then everything that I do, even in this world, can be a atara dikamitias. That means that everything we do, our involvement with our bodies and the things that we have to do in this world, is only because the Torah told us to do such things. The Torah told us that we have to live in this world, and we have to take care of our bodies, and we have to use our bodies to serve Hashem. And to do everything for the sake of heaven, and to know Hashem in everything that we do. And therefore, we can then deal with this world in this manner of chidush, of newness. In other words, deal with the world, but still remain at that level, at that soul level, above and beyond limitations. And break out of our own mitzvahs and our own teva, because the teva, our nature on the physical aspect of ourselves, is not who we really are. Who we really are is this nesham, this nefesh eloki that we have that can live in this manner of connecting to Hashem, feeling Hashem, and permeating our entire lives with that feeling, that geula feeling. See, hey, yesh lama, we could say, this is the concept. This connection of reading Parshas HaChodesh and that date in this year that it was said of the 25th of Adar is Rashi Merames the Maimer LaHayatzarek Haskalas Torah Elamachodesh Elachem. The Rebbe says that this concept that we have the power to live like this is something that actually Rashi hints to in the saying, and quoting the saying, in the very, very first Rashi, the beginning of the Torah, where Rashi quotes and says that the Torah did not have to begin only with HaKadosh Zalachem. In other words, this is something that Rashi was a brink perushai of an Eshan Pasuk from Torah. This is something that Rashi brings on the very first Pasuk in the Torah, Breshis Bar Lakim. So when Rashi brings this and says the Torah didn't have to start with anything but HaKadosh Zalachem, and why didn't, this is a very famous Rashi, and there are many sikhs of the Rebbe on this Rashi. But in this case, Rebbe is bringing up a very particular point. And the Rebbe says, on this Rashi, there's two questions we have. The Torah is it collected? It would seem very strange. Kedua, is either there from Rashi to Zon Fria di Shverikait impossible the Nachbar inference? You know, first of all, in terms of the methodology of Rashi, is that he doesn't ask a question and then answer it. So that it's not the way he works. Usually it's a deeper mask who might give us a hint and he'll explain something and we have to figure out what the question is. Normally Rashi will just begin with his explanation. And through the explanation, whatever the question was, disappears. And if that's the case, if normally he doesn't bring any questions, why in this Rashi, on the very first pasuk of the Chumash, does he bring a question? And the question is, this question, the Torah should not have begun, rather only with this mitzvah, the very first mitzvah. So if the Torah is a book of mitzvahs, it should have started with the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people, which was this mitzvah of the Rosh Chodesh, of Chodesh Tzelechem, Tiyah Rosh Chodeshim. The month of Nisan will be the first of the many months of Rosh Chodesh. Why does Rashi start with a question and not just with his explanation? The very famous Rashi explains that the reason the Torah begins with Bereshis Bara Elokim, he starts with Bereshis to tell Koyach Matzah, to tell the Koyach of Hashem's deeds to his nation, that he gave them this land of Eretz Yisrael. And Im Yom, there's a very famous Rashi and the famous Sichas of the Rebbe on it, that if the Goyim come along and tell us that we are robbers for stealing Eretz Yisrael, we can turn around and say, no, Hashem created the world, and he created this land, and he gave this land to other nations, and he is the one who took the land from those other nations and gave it to us. Okay? But in this case, the Rebbe is just talking about this very beginning. This idea that Rashi starts off with this question rather than just giving us the explanation, why? And the second question is, even if you're going to say, and in this case, we would not have understood Rashi's explanation. If Rashi had just gone and said, oh, the Torah started with Bereshis in order to tell the Jewish people, the Kayach, that Hashem created the world, and therefore they should have an argument, something to say to the Goyim when they say we're robbers of Eretz Yisrael, we might think that we won't understand that. Sadmi's fear must be the Torah, because the Gehertz and Edition folk, the Kadav Unhaven. You might say you won't understand the explanation unless you first understand that this is Torah that we're learning about, and Torah is given to the Jewish people. And that's why, because the Torah was given to the Jewish people, therefore it makes more sense that it should have begun with the very first mitzvah that they were commanded to do. However, the Rebbe says, you say that, and still it wouldn't be clear in Rashi's explanation, because two things. Number one, Rashi is to Ustash and as Mitzri Shoyan Shishtava by Israel is a conscious of them. What different, why do we have to have there at the very beginning of the Torah? Why do we have to know right then what the first mitzvah that was given to the Jewish people was? The Chayahat Rashi Kedar from the Kotazayin Mitzvah. Rashi could have shortened it and said, and the Rebbe always talks about this, Rashi, like he's very exact, he could have made his parish shorter and just said, he could have just said it like that. The Torah didn't have to start, sure, it should have started with the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people. Why did Rashi have to say the first mitzvah? It should have started with a chodesh selachem, which was the first mitzvah. So there's something about a chodesh selachem that he's emphasizing. Why? And secondly, Rashi's question, according to other Mefarshim, is that all the parshas, in other words, the whole Chumash Bereishis that was written before the parsha of HaChodesh, which was in Chumash Shemais, should not have been written altogether in Tarshi B'Chsav. Shouldn't have been written in the altogether. According to other Mefarshim, Rashi is basically saying that all the stories of Chumash Bereishis shouldn't have been written altogether. But yet, that's not what Rashi writes. Rashi says, didn't have to begin the Torah. Didn't say it didn't have to be in the Torah. It didn't have to begin this way. But his mashma, we hear from that. It's just that the beginning shouldn't have been with the story of Bereishis. As well, then, Mer Matin to Zogin, Kalashan Medrash, Lo Yatzar, If it's the way the Mefarshim say that Rashi is just trying to say that we shouldn't have this altogether, then Rashi should have quoted that we didn't have to write all the stories of Chumash Bereishis. We should have just, the story should have started with the Chodesh Lezalachem. We didn't have to write anything else. But Rashi didn't say that. He said, we don't have to begin with this, which means that the stories are important, just that we should have started with something else. So is this, what is Rashi saying? And the Rebbe is telling us that Rashi is hinting this idea that we just mentioned before by in this first Rashi. How's that? Is there bear in them, in Yenish of Torah, so the explanation, at least according to the wine of Torah, in other words, the premius, the inner aspect, the deeper dimension of Torah, was in the Perish Rashi. Rashi says, the Torah should not have begun only with a Chodesh Zemchen. It is not a Ksakadaitach, nor does Blight with Lefi HaMaskana. I mean, even according to the conclusion or whatever we're going to say, that means it's not that the rest of the Torah shouldn't have been there, just that it should have started with a Chodesh Zemchen, and that's still there. In other words, even though we now have a conclusion that the reason was that we should have an answer to the Gayim, still there's something important about a Chodesh Zemchen. It still could have been first. Or needs to be first. In other words, Mibalda thus is mitzvah Rishonet Yisab Yisrael. Since this was the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people, Muslim Zavin, so we must say, as thus is the they Yisayit V'Aschal from Gantz Torah. So Rashi is trying to tell us, even though it didn't start this way, but Tzarek L'Haskel, it should have begun because as being the first mitzvah, there's something very foundational about this mitzvah that we need to know. And this is what Rashi is trying to hint to us in the very beginning on the very first pasuk of Chumash Bereishis. In other words, since Bereishis bar talking about the creation of the world is also part of Torah, in other words, what are we saying then? Is because Chodesh Zelachem was the first mitzvah and Bereishis is the beginning of Torah, so we must say that Chodesh Zelachem is also, there's something about here that we have to learn that's also the beginning and the foundation of creation. That means what? The Avodah von Inin in an Adam von HaChodesh. That means that the Avodah, the work, the service of Hashem that we do as Jewish people in this manner of HaChodesh, which we said before, was with this enthusiasm of feeling that it's as if it's completely new every day. That has to begin as a foundation also in whatever we do in the physical world, not just when we deal with Torah and mitzvahs. That we have to bring the concept of Geula into the world. That's what it's all about. So the idea of a Chodesh Zelachem, yes, it is at the beginning of Bereishis. It's telling us that we have to see everything in this world also in this Geulatic way. And this idea of Chiddush, of something new that we have the power to do when we recognize that we are always connected to Hashem. We Rashi is Masper in Hemshech Perusha, and this is what Rashi says, in the continuation of his explanation. He began with Bereishis. He started with creation, the story of creation, because he's trying to tell us, the Jewish people, the koyach of his deeds. So he gave us the land of the nations. The avodah from Eden by state in them. That is what our avodah is. As koyach nachlas goyim. In other words, also the inheritance of the nations of the world, in other words, the physical world, this physical belt, this hiddenness of this world. So physicalized and regained in Rishus von Eden. That's what it's all about. Tell us that this world needs to be freed and has to pass into the property of the Jewish people. The Chamach does Eber L'Shem Shemayim. We transform it for the sake of heaven. Unaveg su da'eyu. And bring it to know Hashem through all these things. Because ultimately, in the stichas of the Rebbe on this verse Rashi, when he talks about Koyach Masavi Gidla Amoy, the Rebbe explains why would the Goyim say that we are robbers for taking Eretz Yisrael? There are many countries that have wars, and you win the war, and then everyone accepts that the land is now yours. What was the argument of the Goyim? And the Rebbe explains because the Eretz Yisrael wasn't the holy land until the Jewish people captured it. And once we captured it during the times of Yeshua, it was transformed. We transformed Eretz Yisrael. It's now a holy land. It can never go back to being unholy. It can never go back to the Rishus of the Goyim again. But this is exactly what we're saying here, is that our job in this world is to transform the world, Nachlas Goyim. The world itself, we have to free it and bring it from this hiddenness, from this element of seeing itself as separate from Hashem, to the idea of being completely holy and completely connected to Hashem. That is our job. What's another connection between this parsha of Achodesh and the 25th of Adar? When the Torah says this month will be the first of your months, the Torah is talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's Rabbi Yeshua. As we said, this would be the sixth day of creation according to Rabbi Yeshua, the dog from Brias Adar, the day that man was created. This is also connected to what the Chazal say about this month. When Hashem chose Yaakov and his sons, he then established this Rosh Chodesh of Geula, of redemption. Now, in their book, because on this day man was created. In other words, this is when the Avoda of man began. Bachar beYaakov uBanav, when Hashem chose Yaakov and his sons in a chiddush, in this manner of newness, from geula, now as we said before. Mash enkin debriya viziz bechaf heAdar, but creation as it was on chaf heAdar, far briya saAdam vaAvoy dasai, before man was created, is the hisavus v'kima alim gaven b'sar musa d'leila b'sar chaf hetzchesahu. So from chaf heAdar, from the beginning of creation until man was created, that creation was only because that was an arousal from Hashem above, because Hashem wants to do chesed. Because until man was created, the purpose of the world could not have happened. So from Chav Hei Adar until man was created, that is just because Hashem wants to do chesed. Adem kum tiara from Parshat Chodesh Shachal b'Chav Hei Adar. And here we get the lesson though, from Parshat Chodesh falls on Chav Hei Adar, which is the beginning. That's telling us something important. As Chilas Habriya, that even the beginning of creation, the very first day, is a Chara Normitzat Chavetz Chesahu, which seems to be only because Hashem wants Chesed, commands isn't there yet. It's just preparation for when man will come. Is the Yamitis of Primis from Bonamita Chayish. That too is also on an inner level, in truth, also still connected with Hafayish, Mit Avaydis Adam. It's still connected to man. How so? They do a Maamar Chazal, because we know there's also a very famous Maamar Chazal. And Klaus B.S. otherwise, and how, in general, how the world was created. B'min Nimlach B'nishmai Seim Shal Tzedikim. With who did Hashem advise before he created the world? With the souls of the Tzedikim, the righteous people. The entire creation happened only through the fact that Hashem was in front of his eyes, this tremendous pleasure that he was going to have with the Avodas of Tzaddikim. And that's why he created the world. In other words, the explanation of this is, the fact that creation is because Hashem desired to do chesed, is val kaidim abriya. This is because before creation, the face, either or elki is nothing ganzen hech from gedar olam as a nivran. This is how the light of Hashem is higher than all the worlds and all creation. Is nit shayach as avodas hanivraim is all tavis makom zayin. So from Hashem's point of view, just Hashem, who's higher than all the worlds, you can't say that the avodah that we're going to do in this world should have any relevance to Hashem. It should matter whatsoever. Therefore, because you think that Hashem is so high, so much above this world, that nothing here really matters. Therefore, all of creation is only because Hashem so desires to. Chafetz Chesed, who? Because he wants to do Chesed. Or on the other hand, Mitzad Dem was Chafetz Chesed, who? But the very same aspect of him desiring Chesed is Das Gufa brain that two brings as a Bodhis and a Rhyme Zone Yehavna Jesus Machen. Now there's the same Hashem who wants to do Chesed, therefore, to the world, also wants to do Chesed, therefore, he wants what we do to matter. He wants it to matter to him. Rumela is Yisivat Kri. Therefore, the reason for creation is Karbon connected, Dor Chafetz Chesed, we then bus all of Fanny's birthday, but it's from the game. In other words, the very same Chafetz Chesed of Hashem to create a world is also connected to the fact that we are going to, the Arbonia that we're going to do in this world. But thus is in it from the Beurim in the Torah from Maki. This is one of the explanations in the Torah of the Maki. As the Bri is given, Bishvil Shayi Yisrael Tzadikim Becholdar. But the reason we have creation was in order for the Jewish people to have tzaddikim in every generation. We balance by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zayin and Ha'ava V'Ha'asid Shavim. Since for Hashem, time does not matter. The past, the future, the present, everything's all the same. The far, Hayahu Yisbarach Mishayek M'maisa Tzaddikim the same as Atom. So therefore, Hashem, who therefore had this tremendous Tainuk of the Maisa Tzaddikim, therefore he constricted his godliness. In other words, he allowed and created the world. So too with the Jewish people. The fact that the Jewish people came up in Hashem's thought is their masbid, Magi explains, by Basavadam, by a person. A person can't in his head, if he never had a child, can't in his head and start imagining what it'll be like, what his son's going to look like. If he never had a child before, he can't imagine what it's going to be. But for Hashem, even before the Jewish people were created, Hashem could, because past and future is all the same, Hashem could see the future, the Jewish people, that could be engraved in his mind. Because they're all one. You think, what is their uftu in them? What difference does that make? It's pashut as the Irish days of Mal min Azman when the Avar when Asid Zayin by Im Shavim. That we understand. Yes, of course, Hashem is higher than time, and the past and the future is all the same. What is this? What difference does this make? What the Magid is saying. But the beer in them is the explanation is the Bal Daretzich begging them or Elokim. Since we are talking about the light of Hashem that is actually higher than any sort of constriction and concealment of this world, therefore higher than creation, so it'd be hard to explain that there, in that level of higher than this world, Hashem has engraved this avoid of tzaddikim. Or the Tzuras HaBen, or like the form of his son, the father in general. And if he came in Zagna, thus is deceiver for them since Mabria. So how could you say that that's the reason for Hashem's concealing his godliness to allow creation, that it's all about the Avodah Tzaddikim in the future, where the Avodah Tzaddikim, you say, has no place in a godliness that's completely above this world. And therefore, thus Tutman Olif Mitzadem Bas Ha'avra Va'asit Shavim is that in it for my Tzaddikim Utsuras Haben Shavim Necha Kavar B'Pel in the Prince for Chafetz Chesed Hu. But this is what we're explaining here. That this fact that the past and the future are exactly the same for Hashem. So therefore, this whole idea that the Maisa Tzaddikim and the form of his son is all equal, it's all completely engraved in Hashem. This is this aspect of Chafetz Chesed. But it's in Gantan Hech von Evroim. Because as thus is the Sivas at Simpson Vabriya. Yes, it's difficult to understand. It's wholly two opposites. It's Hashem. Hashem, past and future, doesn't make a difference. Therefore, even before the world was created, Hashem could have engraved in his mind this concept that he's going to create this world for the service that we are going to be able to do in this world. And what does this mean for us? Thus is Ech the Arah in Avadis Pupayon. This is the lesson for us in our Avodah. These are all very high concepts, very nice. But what does this mean for us? This means that even the things that come to us there because Hashem does something special for us. That's an Yisroel Te'ilah. That's this month of Nisan. We saw tremendous miracles in Mitzrayim. We saw tremendous miracles at Kriyas Yamsu. So then, of course, by the time we came to Har Sinai, the Jewish people accepted the Torah. What we have to learn is, even those things that come to us, because Hashem gives us something very special that arouses us, that makes us want to be more spiritual. Therefore, the Chazal are hecher from them, their mental zal in the epis uften dur zayna vayda, where Hashem can give us something that's really beyond anything that we could do. Of the inyanim zayna in the epis in forbunim mitavayis adam. So you say, okay, that was just a present from Hashem. He did something special for me and he aroused me, but wasn't really my avayda. The lesson is that is also connected to our avayda. In other words, Yesh Leimer, that is after Tom Pimi was the Mimer, Laya Tzarek, Lahaskas, Atari, Elamah, Hajjah, Zalachem, Frank Rashi, Glyph, Iphon, Pasuk, Gracious Bar. And we could say that this is also why Rashi brings this quote, that the Torah should have begun, should not have begun, rather only with a Hajjah, Zalachem. He brings that beginning, for the Mint Item Meramid, because thereby Rashi is hinting to us. The Shah Sa'id learned the Pasuk, Gracious Bar in Torah. When we do whatever we can do in this world, so when we sit down and we learn the first pasuk of the Torah, Bereishis Bara, is dach das kufa and yinifun avayda. The very fact that we're learning the Torah, that already is an avayda. We're doing our service. Uvamela, ve'aduch and ufkutan. So therefore, we accomplish something. What do we accomplish? Shine in that yinifun Bereishis Bara. That already in that concept of Bereishis Bara, of the creation of the world, that we are learning. And creation of the world, that's something that comes from Hashem, Chafetz Chesed, he initiated that. They're already there in that Indian. We already have this concept of this notion was vice of their body from Yaakov Banav. This shows the service of Yaakov and his sons, that the whole world was created because Hashem knew he's going to give Torah to the Jewish people, the Yaakov and his Banav, and he wants us to do these Torah mitzvahs kichadash as if they're new, achayit shezelachem, do it with tremendous enthusiasm, and to not be in this fault, to not be pulled down, not be constrained by this physical world. And when we can do that, when we can fulfill Torah and mitzvahs and do them in their most complete form, because we realize that we are really connected to Hashem, and everything is really only Hashem, everything else in this world is really just a hallucination in some way. It's a concealment of Hashem, but we have to see right through that. When we can start doing that right now, that is living a Geula Dika life. That's living from our higher self. And when we do that, the Rebbe stressed to us, this Sikha was Tashin Lamed Vav. You can see the Sikha Pasha Chesh of Lamed Vav, and based on the Sikha also of Tashin Lamed Zion, that's his. And also the Tzavim of Lamed Dalit. So there were 3 years. This sikh was made up of sikh said in those 3 years. Those were in the 70s. The Rebbe stressed us throughout his leadership, and especially in the last years of the Alfin Beis, that this idea of living Geuladik is what is going to allow us to actually greet Mashiach, because that is the tasting of the future Geula, of the time of Mashiach, is when we recognize that we are actually one with Hashem, and that everything that we're doing in this world is from that element of not being limited in any way, shape, or form, because that is what Geula is all about. And may taka the schos of our acting in this way, of our acting and serving Hashem in this Geula Dika fashion, allow us to see Mashiach immediately.